Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire. And you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
You're listening to Sheffield Dawn on 93.2 FM, Sheffield Live.
Wake up to something different on Sunday mornings by joining me, Pete Evans, for Spinning Jazz. The finest in modern jazz, from hard bop to bossa nova, from Latin to soul. That's Spinning Jazz every Sunday morning at 9 on Sheffield Live. 93.2 FM.
Hello, this is Nat Johnson and you're listening to Sheffield Live, number one for Sheffield music.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. And I get that fever feeling when Sheffield Live is on the air. Hi, I'm Kelly Walker and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join your friends at Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
All ages, all genders, all sexualities, all ethnicities, all abilities, all communities, all together. Be our guest at Diversity Fest. Yes!
Diversity Fest Radio, every Thursday, 3 till 4 pm, on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, and at sheffieldlive.org.
Let's start.
Start off a new year just like the others, not ready on time. Hey up, Sheffield. Happy New Year, darlings.
Yes!
It's another year. Another year of this tomfoolery. Or this Trev foolery. It is I, the Trev. You probably guessed that already. Broadcasting live. Live on the airwaves. Right now. From the big cupboard. A.K.A. Studio One. The large cupboard. The broom cupboard. Or just the cupboard. It's a very cosy studio. Those of you who have visited will know it's quite compact and bijou. Small. Small is the new big. Right, anyway, it's the first show of 2025. And I'm going to try to make some extra special mistakes in real time for you to enjoy. I know Keith's listening, so hello Keith, here's a mistake. I better not do too many of them, or we won't fit all the tracks in the show. So what are you up to this year, peeps? What are you looking forward to? We decided over December to do one last Diversity Fest. Over the last few years, you probably know that there have been less and less people running Diversity Fest, you know, the annual festival. At one point, I think we had 12 volunteer organisers, and for the last few years, we've been down to 3, and we're struggling to cope. However, we didn't spend all the money last year, so we're going to do one more in September, probably the last Saturday. It's not booked yet. I hope to book it next week. It'll be in the old junior school. It'll be 6 hours long. And yeah, I think it's time for me to stop doing Diversity Fest. And I've got some other projects I want to do, you see. And I can't do them at the moment. There's a filmmaking project I'd like to start, for example. And some other things as well. So Diversity Fest 2025 will be the last one. It's our 10th birthday. It'll be our 8th festival, because that pesky COVID interrupted it. And I hope you come, because it's your last chance to do so. As soon as I get it booked, I'll publicise it. So please, please, please come along. It's very nice. We're at the old junior school these days. It's very accessible. You can get prams, wheelchairs, whatever. People with 10 legs in there. I've never seen any people with 10 legs, but there's plenty of room. There's a nice wooden floor. It's good for dancing. You can bring your own food and drink in. There's no bar, so you don't feel... If you don't drink, that's okay, because you should feel comfortable as well as everybody else. But if you do drink, you can bring drink if you like. It's child-friendly. It's everybody-friendly, so come along. Right, it will be the last one. So Diversity Fest 2025, this September, will be our 8th, also our 10th birthday, and the last one. And then I'm going to start some new projects in 2025 to 26. But I'm not telling you about them yet, because I haven't planned them. Right, okay, first track you heard was the wonderful number one from our most recent, a totally random and unscientific end of year chart, and that was the Skin Tones you heard, and it was, Bless Our Roots, oh yeah, the one with the sneezing in it. Right, let us know what you're doing, usual channels, fart, burp, phone, no, don't phone, text, don't phone because I won't answer it, you know, telepathy, get involved. Right, next one, I'm doing way too much talking. Okay. What's your news? Tell us your news for this year. You know, what are you looking forward to? What's your favourite star sign? What's your favourite colour? Okay, I'm moving on.
You can find out more about Diversity Fest by visiting our website at diversityfest.wordpress.com, where you can leave a message on the contact page.
my true love's hand. His lips are like some roses fair. He's the sweetest smile and the gentlest hands. And I love the ground
You can't bring that in here. Ooh, gone a bit quiet.
That's better.
Speak up, Trevor. Get your face somewhere in the microphone. That helps.
Yep.
Oh, wonderful. Anyway, we're starting off the show as we usually do with the next three in our end of year chart. And as it's the first show, you're hearing tracks by the number one, number two, and number three artists in our latest Festive 33 for 2024. And that was Kinara, and that track was called, can't remember, Black is the Colour. Yeah, that was number two. So the Skin Tones was number one, Kinara was number two. Hooray! Yeah, there's 99 to go, but we only do three per show, so this was at number three.
Hi, it's Nick Robinson, looping guitarist. I always tune into Diversity Fest Radio, who work hard to promote Sheffield music. Listen in every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. or online at sheffieldlive.org.
Fabulous. You heard Furnace by Robin Gehr. That was number 3 in our latest Festive 33. Totally random and unscientific end of year chart. Right, and that completes the... Each show I'll do the next 3. So next week we'll have numbers 4, 5 and 6. And I think I've got a guest coming in. Hopefully Carl will be here. Hopefully he'll bring his guitar if he's not frozen in Mearsbrook, which is the coldest place on the planet at the moment, I think. If it's not, let me know. If you're listening from Antarctica or somewhere even colder like, I don't know, Aberdeen. I used to live in Aberdeen. It is the coldest place on earth. Anyway, next.
Find us on Facebook at Diversity Fest Sheffield.
Was a hair of the dog and the cat, and the only thing could make me feel better than this was another one straight after that. Next thing I know, I was all alone, lying in a ditch full of weeds. I heard a conversation, made me go weak at the knees. I was down by the river where the men go. Down by the river where the dead men go. He said, listen kid, you might have lived like a punk, but at least you could die like a man. And though I was still stinking drunk, I was not too drunk to misunderstand. Heard a dull pop and the body dropped into the river below. I kept my head down, I didn't make a sound, waited for the killers to go. I was down by the river where the dead men go. Down by the river where the dead men go. Down by the river where the dead men go. By the river where the dead men go. Next thing I know, it's morning, and I hope it's all been a dream. With mountain trepidation, I staggered down to the stream. Though I didn't really want to look, I forced myself to see. I stared into a pair of glassy eyes, said, why does this always happen to me? I was down by the river where the dead men go. Down by the river where the dead men go. Down by the river where the dead men go. Down by the river where the dead men go. Identified man, bound feet and hands, been washed up on the shore. And against my better judgment, I'm gonna have to find out more. I'm going back down to the river where the dead men go. I'm going back down to the river where the dead men go. I'm going down to to the river where the dead men go. I'm going back down to the river where the dead men go.
I was doing my very best zombie dancing around the studio there. Like a zombie. Nah. Anyway, spooky or what? You heard the snappily titled Down by the River by the. Whatever it's called. Down by the River Where the Dead Men Go by Carl Lampofo and Rob Tirana. And as if by magic, Carl Lampofo, hopefully, will be our guest on next week's show, next Thursday. Hope you're coming in, Carl. Carl has been knocking around the music scene in Sheffield for a while, shall we say. Knows everything about it. There'll be some interesting chat, and hopefully he'll bring a guitar and do some songs as well, which will be interesting and lovely and musical. He's a bit of a star, is Carl. Right, so that's if he can be asked. Right, and that was not yet, no. Okay, we're not doing a chart anymore. I did a chart for 9 weeks, and I've just done the first three of a chart, and I'm still in chart mode, and no, we only do three from the chart each week. Trevor, stop being stupid. Tell me. Come on, tell me. Stop being stupid. Right. No, I'm now just playing some tracks I like. And haven't had time to play. So, this band finally put out their debut album last year. Getting confusing next. And it was astonishing. Just enjoy this.
Hello, I'm Carl Lampofo from Sheffield Bands, The Generals and Earth Tales. You're listening to Diversity Fest Radio on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, presented by Trevor Tomlin, Thursdays between 3 and 4 p.m. Why don't you give it a go?
Yes!
Lap my feet, cold toes, and yet the sun's heat. Shifts air and spread your wings. Water surface there. Take you away.
Beautiful. It was worth waiting for. That was, you just heard Alone the Heron by Summer Isle, their album version. It took them a few years to get their debut album recorded, but it came out last year and every track is brilliant. Go and have a listen. I'll put the links on my Fartbert page. So many talented people out there in South Yorkshire, West Yorkshire, Yorkshire, UK, everywhere. Give them a listen. Right, next. What's next? I think we better have a double because I did too much talking.
Visit sheffieldlive.org to listen again and download the podcast. Thank you.
in the roots. There is love, there is love in the roots. There is love, there is love, there is love in the roots. There is love in the roots. There's love beneath the hurt and lies. You know there's love beneath the pain. As sure as there are stars above, there is love in the roots, and the roots remain. There is love, in the roots. There is love in the roots. There is love, there is love in the roots. There is love in the roots. We're at a multidimensional crossroads, and the future is on fire. Or can we change? Would it be that strange? Or are we just fuel for the pyre? When everything you thought held power is gonna crack and burn and break. Or can you make that call? Can you take it at all? Or can we learn from our mistakes? And there is love, there is love in the roots. There is love in the roots. There is love, in the roots. There is love in the roots. There is love, turn round. We can't keep building towers on the poison ground. But if you dare to let it tumble, I'll let stolen empires fall. Well, if you dare to meet us there, well, we can find and lose and find it all.
There is love in the roots.
There is love, there is love in the roots.
There is love, in the roots.
There is love,
what a lovely pair of tracks, Mrs. or Mr. or Mux or anybody. What a lovely pair of tracks for all of everybody. First up, you heard Capitulation by Del Scott Miller. And then Loving the Roots by Christine Moon. Now then, my friend Christine Moon has got a gig at the Lantern Theatre in Netheredge in Sheffield on the... I think it's Saturday the 1st of February. And I'm going, but don't let that put you off. It's a lovely venue. She's got somebody else playing with her. I can't remember who it is. But go! Support local music. Support local artists. Nice place. I'll plug it a bit more. Oh, Christine, if you're listening, do you want to come into the show and talk about it? If you're ever free on a Thursday afternoon, Christine, or anybody, let me know. We'll get you on. Yeah, preferably just before you're doing a gig, because it might help you get more of an audience. Right, moving on. Should we have another double? Not sure that worked properly. Let's try again.
Live shot. like you do. Nobody knows, nobody, nobody does the things you do.
Water falls from my eyes to make an ocean. It's always calm before a commotion. In the ripples I see a younger version of me. I am reaching now. If I try, I can not scream out a million people, but I'm all alone. Hands intend to suffocate around my throat. Vision closes in as the grip tightens.
Down in the depths of our mind, held down.
Never knowingly ready for the end of a track that I've played a lot. My mind wanders, I start doing something else. Anyway, wasn't that wonderful? I love another great double. Formidable. Amazing. What did you hear? First up, Nobody Knows by Kazaya and the Kings, followed by Drown by Towhead. I do hope I could book one or both of those bands for something one day soon. They're both phenomenal. I've seen them several times. Each of them are brilliant. Go see them. Go listen to their stuff. Right. I think we've got time for one more double if I shut up a bit. Right. Carl sent me a message. He's not listening to the show today, but he is coming in next week. Right then. Right then. I might let him in. Of course I'll let him in. Right. Okay. Here's a double. Another.
We fell in love for the weekend, say. If you wanted to see me, I couldn't wait for forever. She's only wanting to go home lately. In the flames, I want you every night. I'll tell you why. Why I we fell in love for the weekend, say. If you wanted to see me, I couldn't wait for forever. She's only wanting to go home lately.
From the path you chose to tread. haven't got the answer. It's got to come from you. We have to take our chances and embrace anew. And I got fed up with everything they say. And I got fed up with it all. Now the roads are deserted, all the planes flown away, and the future is uncertain. Can the demons hold their sway? One way or the other, it'll all soon come clear. It's time to grasp the nettle and embrace our fear. And I got fed up with everything they say. And I with it with everything they say. And I got fed up with it all. And I got fed up with everything they say. Everything they say, and I got fed up with it
Shut up. Wonderful. Fabulous. Another great double on the Diversity Fest radio show, year 8. And I'm still making new mistakes. It's amazing what you can discover to do wrong. First up, you heard Bonfire Toffee by Harry Larkin. And then followed by Fed Up by Genels. Genels, a band which also contains one Carl Ampofo. Ha ha ha. That's coming in next week, next Thursday, to do chatting. Hopefully he'll bring a guitar as well. Ha! Might let him in. Right, I'll play out now with something totally unrelated. This is The Strength of Stones by Deborah Martin. One of the relaxing albums I've been listening to over the festive holidays. because there's been sod all else to do. See you next week. Keep it diverse.